Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the daily broadcast of the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us while we sing and pray and read some things from the Word of God. Just have a time of devotion and meditation and worship, exalting the name of Jesus. Let's do it together. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And we welcome you to this time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Well, as we try to each broadcast, let's go to the Word of God to begin today's service. 1 Peter 2:9. All the scriptures on this broadcast come from King James Version. He says, "Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." Well, if there's ever a verse of Scripture that should make you feel good and feel better about yourself, it should be that one. Let's read it once again. Let's do our best to encourage you with the Word of God. You're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hallelujah. Well, that's what God thinks of us. He loves us enough to give His Son to die for us. Be ready to take down some contact information at the end. And if after you've prayed and given your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated and helpful and needful. We've lost some of our support, and then the expenses continue to remain the same or rise at times. And so we're just putting our trust in the Lord. We don't have anything to sell or give away or entice you such as that. We just bring you the gospel in, like Brother Branham used to say, as plain vanilla as we can. We're bringing you the Lord Jesus Christ in great power and truth. Page 192 in the Hallowed Hymns. Let's sing together on Wonderful Joy. When I was sinking in despair, Jesus heard my earnest prayer. He saved my soul. He made me whole. Oh, such joy He did impart, placed His love within my heart. Then He took my sins away and gave me joy. Wonderful joy, unspeakable joy. I have joy the world will never take away. Some sweet day I'm going home, and I never more shall roam. I'll have joy, 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 wonderful joy. Some of these days I'm going there, and with loved ones I shall share Heaven's land. It will be grand. We shall all be happy there, never have a pain or care, and we'll rest us from all our strife and live in joy. It's wonderful joy.
Wonderful joy.
It's unspeakable joy.
Unspeakable joy.
I have joy the world can never take away. Some sweet day I'm going home, where I never more shall roam. I'll have joy, 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 wonderful joy. It's wonderful joy.
Wonderful joy.
Unspeakable joy.
Unspeakable joy.
I have joy the world can never take away. Some sweet day I'm going home, and I never more shall roam. I'll have joy, 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 wonderful joy. Some of these days I'm going there, and with loved ones I shall share heaven's land. It will be grand. We shall all be happy there. Never have a pain or care, and we'll rest from all our strife and live in joy. It's wonderful joy.
Wonderful joy.
Unspeakable joy.
Unspeakable joy.
I have joy the world can never take away. Some sweet day I'm going home, and I never more shall roam. I'll have joy, 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 wonderful joy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, they don't make enough time in a 15-minute broadcast, hardly, to sing that as many times as we would like to. Wonderful joy. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise the Lord. Well, joy is a little word, but it's powerful. Let's read the precious promise from Psalms 91, beginning with verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Again, wonderful words of life from the Word of God. Let's be in prayer today for all those that are sick. You may have just a slight cold or a few sniffles, and you may be on death's door with some dreaded disease, cancer, or heart problems, or whatever it may be. But I want you to know today, Jesus went around healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He told us, He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's pray together. Father, we are so thankful that we can call on You. Lord, we can go to the doctor and take all the prescriptions and the therapy and the procedures that they prescribe. Maybe get some better and maybe not. But Lord, we can come to You as the great physician, the healer, the helper, Lord, the ones that bore our sicknesses in His own body. Hallelujah. I'm glad today, Lord, for the goodness of God. We pray You'll use us today for the glory of the Lord. We pray today that You'll anoint this service. We pray that You'll lift each one up, Lord, and help them to have that wonderful joy. And Lord, touch those that are sick today. Minister to them. Grant healing, Lord. Right now, take away pain and suffering. Let men and women feel the healing touch and the virtue of the Holy Spirit as we pray together and as we believe across this congregation, Lord, from here to there, from the nearest to the farthest. Lord, our faith is binding together. We're lifted up. There's two or three of us gathered together in Your name, and we know You're in our midst. In Jesus' name. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy. worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. And I'll give you the contact information at the end, and if you've prayed about it and after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with the power of Pentecost, it would be appreciated and would help us to come to you. We've lost some of our support, and we're thankful today that the Lord can still help us and we can continue coming to you. And if for some reason you give to the power of Pentecost and you can't give continually or you can't give as much as you want, every little bit helps. No gift is too large or too small. And if you can't send anything, why don't you drop us a note? Let us know that you're praying for us and include a song request. We'd be so glad to hear from you. Here's one entitled Every Hour and Every Day. Once in the stillness of the late midnight hour, I felt the presence of the Lord's saving power. I fell on my knees and cried to Him there. Merciful Savior, hear a lost sinner's prayer. Every hour and every day, every moment, in every way, I'm leaning on Jesus, the rock of my soul. I'm singing His praises wherever I go. Forget that night on my knees, the joy of that hour has never left me. It's life's sweetest memory that time can't erase. I'm saved by His mercy, redeemed by His grace. Every hour and every day, every moment, in every way. Pastor Dennis Myers will continue that in just a moment. Don't forget to let us know that you're there. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. And again, the website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the broadcast. Click Donate on the front page to contribute with your debit or credit card. Remember, you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost, and it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. Every hour.